Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearsons is with us again today, and we're going to hear what about?
We are talking about the untouchables.
Ooh, I like it.
We are the untouchables. We live in God's circle
That's
of protection.
Right. Thank God.
It does not matter where we are, what is going on around us, what
That's
is
right.
happening in the earth. We are protected.
Amen.
And we need to continually keep that before our eyes, keep
That's
it in
right.
our mouths, continually search it out in the Word of God. The Word of God is our covenant, and we have a covenant of protection
That's
with
right.
Almighty God. It belongs to us.
Praise God.
And in this day and in this hour that we're living in, it is imperative that we know how to walk out our protection.
Amen.
That we are delivered from every evil thing.
Every evil.
That no matter what is going on, we are untouchable. The wicked one touches us not.
Hallelujah.
So,
Let's
Gloria, all of the outlines, by the way, are available on kcm.org. Absolutely free. You can download those. And up to this point in time, we've had over 500,000 downloads of our outlines. Since
Praise
you and I
God.
Began in
That's amazing.
2010, we've had 500,000, over 500,000 people that have downloaded these outlines.
That's like having a bestseller book, only better.
It really is. I've never
Hallelujah.
Had a bestseller. Glory I've never
God.
Had a book. Well, maybe one little one. But so,
That's
and
awesome.
Also, we want your testimonies. Please
yes.
send us your testimonies, especially about what has God done for you in protecting your life,
yes.
protecting your family.
Oh, that's so important to
so
give that testimony.
We need to hear that. And we've got a testimony later on in the broadcast that we want to show you. I mean, a man was hit by a motorcycle and got up walking away. That's
no,
the goodness of God.
Was he hit by a car on a motorcycle?
He was hit by a car on a
Say it right, Georgie. He was on
he
a motorcycle.
Good catch, Gloria.
Hit by a car.
He was on a motorcycle.
Now everybody's going to see that. Okay.
So they will. Stand by. We'll give it to
All
you
right.
in a moment. But we are. We're part two of our covenant of protection. And I wanted to start out with this scripture again today. Psalm 105:8. It says, He has remembered His covenant forever,
yes.
forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations.
1,000 generations.
So that word, this word, whatever is in this word, it belongs to you. See, that's the thing that I learned from you and Kenneth when I first came into this. I learned the value of the Word of God.
Amen.
And how to take a scripture, stand on it, walk it out to victory. And I learned things, Gloria, and I appreciate what I was taught before I got here, but the enlightenment that came, I found out that it was not God's will for me to be sick. It was His will for me to be healed.
Vital information.
I found out it was the will of God for me to prosper and not be poor. And I have found out that it is the will of God for us to walk in divine protection.
Yes, amen. That's right.
We have angels that are available to us. And all we have to do is release them and charge them
yeah.
and have them protect us. We have the blood of Jesus. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb
yes,
and the word of our testimony.
Amen. That's right.
So yesterday, you and I looked at scriptures from the Old Testament, talking about Psalm 91 and other mm-hmm. scriptures about our protection. This time, today, we're looking at New Testament
Good.
Provisional scriptures for being delivered from destruction. So let's take a look at this, Gloria, and let's just go through these together.
Okay.
Over there on your page, there on point A. I'll read the first one here, then you can do the second one.
All right.
Matthew 6:13, the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus was praying. He said, lead us not into temptation, but
deliver us.
Deliver
Ooh,
us.
Ooh, I like that.
Deliver us from evil.
What would that include? That'd be all the whole curse. That'd be everything
yes.
that's bad.
Everything that's bad. Everything that is under the curse of the law. Anything that would come to us where destruction is concerned.
Amen.
We've been redeemed, the 103rd Psalm
Praise
tells
God.
Us, from
that's
destruction.
Good. I take it.
So, we're delivered from evil.
Just,
Gloria, read
right,
that next
10,
one.
John 10:27-29. My sheep hear my voice. Now, that's a key to our deliverance. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Glory to God. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. No man is able to pluck them out of the Father's hand. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
And you know, we see a pattern taking place here, Gloria, where it says, my sheep hear my voice.
That's the key.
We've been reading scriptures talking about fearing the Lord and walking in that place of protection, hearing from the Lord. We have to hear from the Lord. We have to hear so that we're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, being where we should be. And as I talked about yesterday, there have been times that...
I'm thinking about something funny, George.
Tell me, Gloria.
I'm thinking about my granddad.
Yeah.
He'd go out to get the cows, you know, and do what he was going to do. And he'd say, "Sook cow, sook cow, sook, sook, sook cow." Well, they knew his voice. And here they come. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
They did. Gloria, I would dare say that the people have never heard you do that.
Sook cow.
Sook cow. And they would come, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They hear the voice. Well, we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd.
We do.
And He leads us and guides us and directs us in paths of righteousness, not in paths of destruction.
No.
No, not at all.
Green pastures.
Into green pastures. So we need to be able to take these scriptures, and like this one you just read. He said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And I look at a scripture like that and I say, I will never be plucked from the Father's hand. I will never be pulled in Jesus' name.
Amen. I like that.
This one in John 17, this is Jesus praying for us, for you. And He said, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil.
Amen.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we're separated out from the world by the word of God.
By the word, as we receive the word.
As we receive that word.
We're not separated as it sits on the bookshelf.
Right, yeah.
But we put it in our eyes and our ears, it gets in our heart, and we believe it.
Yes, we do.
And we're separated.
Yes, we do. So he said here, sanctify them. He said, you should keep them from the evil. So we're in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We are here. But as Jesus is,
so are we
in this world.
Amen.
As He is.
What did He have to do before anybody could touch Him bad? He had to lay down His life. Otherwise,
they
could not have done anything to it.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
But He did that for us.
He did that for you and me.
So that we could be sanctified through the truth.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. Now, we've been sent into the world. We don't hide in caves to protect ourselves from what's going on around us. No, we are encased by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, amen.
We have the angels that are by our side. So, as Psalm 91 tells us, 1,000 shall fall at one side, 10,000 the other, but it shall not come near us.
Not even near us.
Not even near.
Hallelujah.
Not even near.
That's right.
And we have to, you know, parents today really need to know this. Parents really need to be standing on the word.
And teach it to your children.
Teach it to our children. I'll tell you why. Because times have changed, Gloria, since we were kids. When I was growing up, I was walking to school. And school was quite a distance from our home. But my mother never thought twice about me walking to school.
I did too, but I had a fight on the way home with a little boy.
You did.
I wonder if he's watching. His name was Favor Jenkins.
Favor.
And Favor just picked on the wrong girl one day. And we had a fight.
Yeah? And who won?
I believe I did.
You
but
did.
But he might have a different story.
Supernatural strength came on you, Gloria.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if I got a letter from Favor?
Favor would Favor apologize, Jenkins. I'm sure. But that's what we need. Parents, I find so many times that parents are afraid for their children. I've had to talk to the parents in our own church because some of them have been afraid to send their kids to Super Kid Camp. Of all the places, to be afraid to send your child to Super Kid Camp. That spirit of fear that tries to come and paralyze us, and it opens the door to destruction. And parents, I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to every parent out there, no matter how old your children are. I am talking to you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to be free from the fear that has gripped you where your children are concerned. You be free in Jesus' name. And what you have to do is say, I refuse to fear.
Yeah. And if you don't feel comfortable with your children walking to school or whatever, then take them to school.
Take them to school.
But either, whatever it is, don't be afraid. Don't open the door of the devil with fear.
Right. And it reminds me so much of the time that Christmas day that Kelly took Lindsay to the hospital with spinal meningitis. And we all showed up there that morning.
And we were ready for battle.
We were ready for battle. And I remember I was in the ER room with Lindsay and Terry and Kelly, and we were all standing there. They had just done a test on Lindsay. And when they did that test, the news was not good. It was not a good report. Lindsay is Kelly's daughter. And so Terry and Kelly and I walked out into the hallway, and I could see the pressure on Kelly. This is her daughter that's laying there in that hospital bed.
Serious situation.
And we walked out into the hallway. Gloria, I can see it right now, just like just like it was yesterday. And Kelly leaned against the wall. Terry walked around to the front of her and looked at her. I'm standing there watching both of them. And Kelly looked down, and she looked up, and she looked at Terry, and she said, I refuse to
fear. That's right. I remember it.
And that moment, everything changed. We were on our way.
That moment was the correct response.
That was it right there. And I've never forgotten that moment. And every time I say that, I refuse to fear. I heard that for the first time through Kelly with her daughter. And the long and short of it is, I got a text from Lindsay yesterday, and she's doing just great.
Many years later.
Many, many years later. I think Lindsay was 11 years old back then.
Yeah.
And this is the early 90s. Wow. And Lindsay is strong, healthy, whole. She came out of that. She had some difficulty with hearing in her ears. And they just continued to stand on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And there was a day when that opened up. It just opened. They were doing it by faith. And this was a time when children in Fort Worth were dying from this. Mm-hmm. And Kelly refused to fear. That fear was trying to grip her, and she did exactly what the Apostle Paul did when he was out there at that fire, and that snake came and took his hand. And what did he do? He shook off the beast. Well, we have to shake off the fear because we have a covenant with God.
Now, here's the deal that everybody has to remember. You cannot walk in fear and faith at the same time.
That's important.
A crisis, you're going to have to walk in faith to get victory.
Yes.
So you can't do both. You got to make a choice.
Yes.
What am I going to do? Am I going to walk in fear or am I going to walk in faith? I'm going to walk in faith.
We're going to walk in faith.
In Jesus' name.
It says in this number four, it says in Philippians 1:28, this is our covenant with God. Do not... Now, this is a command, and I'm saying it to you right now. Do not for a moment be frightened or intimidated in anything by your opponents and adversaries. For such constancy and fearlessness will be a clear sign, a proof and a seal to them of their impending destruction, but a sure token and evidence of your deliverance and salvation, and that from God.
Hallelujah.
Do not for a moment... be frightened or intimidated by anything.
That's right. Don't let it rattle you.
No, don't let it rattle
you. Don't let it rattle your cage.
That's it. Don't let it rattle your cage. Gloria, read that number five there for
Galatians 1:3-5. Grace be to you, favor, in other words, be to mm-hmm. you, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us. Not
Hallelujah.
That he might deliver us, but that, he, you know, not it's iffy,
yeah, yeah,
but that
yeah.
he would deliver us by that yeah. he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Praise God.
That we
Praise
are God. Delivered. Hallelujah.
We are delivered. Now, that Amplified translation said, who gave and yielded himself
yeah.
up to atone for our
he
sins,
did.
To save and sanctify us in order to rescue and deliver us from this present wicked age and world
yes,
order
amen.
In accordance with the will and purpose and plan of God the Father.
Amen.
Now that just proved to us right there what the will of God is. The will of God is that we be delivered from this present
yes.
wicked age and world order. That's
Praise
the will
God.
Of God.
That's the will of God.
That is the will and the purpose of God for us.
And Jesus bore the whole curse. Everything
All of it.
Bad, you can find everything under the curse.
Yeah.
Of being
everything.
Disobedient to God. But he took the curse.
He took the curse.
Upon himself, the yep. scripture says, that we might be redeemed from the curse.
And we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom yeah. of his dear son.
And then it says, every sickness and every disease is under the curse.
Yeah.
So if they come
yeah.
up with a new sickness or a disease, it's under
it's
the curse.
It's under the curse.
I've been delivered from the curse,
That's
glory
right.
to God.
That's right.
I'm not taking it.
Let's go to page 2. We'll read a couple
okay.
more scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Let's see. This one, 2 Peter 1, 2 through 4. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God
multiplied.
And of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that's our covenant, mm-hmm. that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is yeah. in the world through lust.
Amen.
The word corruption there in the Greek is destruction. And the Bible in basic English says, and through this he's given us the hope of great rewards, highly to be valued, so that by them we might have our part in God's being and be made free from the destruction which is in the world through the desires of the flesh. So we've been made free from that,
That's
Gloria.
Right, from the curse.
From the curse.
How did that happen? Jesus bore the curse for us.
He took it.
So we don't have to do it. We yeah. don't have to bear it. If we take him, we dump the curse. Is that plain enough?
That's plain for
Glory
me.
Glory to God.
That's plain for
if
me.
When we take him,
yes.
we dump the curse.
Our houses are protected.
Every bad thing.
Our possessions
under
are
the curse.
Protected.
Yeah.
Something that just came to me that Terry and I have been praying over and just standing on. We are tithers.
We are tithers.
And we confess this every day that we are tithers, and because of that, God has rebuked the devourer.
That's exactly
For
what
our
the
sakes.
Bible says.
Our fruit will not drop before its time in the field. Nations,
Your harvest will come.
Harvest will come. Nations call us blessed. And we claim tithers' rights in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And all our stuff is protected.
And we pray. We all, George is telling you something we all do. When we tithe, we receive the blessing of the tither.
Mm-hmm.
We receive
That's
it
right.
in prayer. We believe
That's right.
we receive it. We believe we're blessed. If there's a situation that's facing us, we call it finished, done.
Yep.
The blessing
That's right.
is overtaken
That's right.
it. Hallelujah.
That's right. Gloria, if you
God.
Would read this last scripture there in number 7.
All right. We know, this is 1 John 5:18. We know this. So you've
we
got
know
to
it.
Know this.
We know it.
We know that whosoever, that's anybody, is
yep.
born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. And the
wicked one touches him not.
So we keep ourselves in the power of God. We know God. We
right.
keep ourselves
right.
in power. If we make a mistake, if we do something that's not pleasing to him, we repent. We get it straight. Hallelujah.
Yep.
And the wicked one doesn't touch us in Jesus' name.
The
We're
amplified,
delivered from destruction.
That amplified translation,
yeah.
we know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin.
That's right.
But the one who was begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him.
Praise God.
Christ's divine presence covenant within him preserves him against the evil. Mm-hmm. And the wicked one does not lay hold and get a grip on him or touch him.
Now that is for the new creature in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And George and I are going to believe with you. If you've never made that commitment, he's going to tell you how to do it.
That's right.
Glory to God.
You can do that, making Jesus the Lord of your life.
Oh, it's the best decision ever.
Say this after me.
Made.
I make Jesus the Lord of my life. Come into my heart. Protect me. Save me. Deliver me. Heal me. I am free. In Jesus' name. Now, Gloria, there's a couple that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Now, there's a couple partners with the ministry. And he was on his motorcycle and hit from behind. And I'll tell you, the presence of God was all over him.
He was believing God.
Wow, you need to take a look at a living testimony of the 91st Psalm.
Praise God.
Watch this in glory, and I'll be right back.
Yes, I'm Pastor Robert Nichols and my wife Tamara Nichols. And we've been partners with KCM for about 6 years now.
Robert and I were getting ready to run errands, and just before I left, I said, "Oh yeah, baby, put your helmet on."
I had just left the house, and I was only about half a mile away, and I was in the right-hand lane at a major intersection in our town. As I was waiting, the light just turned green, and then I felt a jolt, and I'm in the air. What happened was a woman, she hit me going about 35, 40 miles an hour. I mean, immediate ejection off of the seat, and I do land on my feet. But when I go to take my first step, I feel another smack that lands me flat down onto my stomach. And it was the woman still pressing on the gas of her vehicle. The lower half of my body is under her vehicle. I push up, like I'm doing a push-up with my chest, to get my chest away from the ground. And I'm yelling at my helmet, "Stop the car." And I said, "You are not running me over. Stop the car." So we're still moving forward. I rotate so that my left hand is off the ground and I stiff arm the bumper so that I can get from underneath a little bit more. And I'm pulling my knees towards my chest so that my feet don't get sucked under the driver's side front tire. And she finally comes to a stop. So I worm my way out and I crawl out from underneath the vehicle and I just stand up and I'm yelling at her, "What are you doing?" My helmet's so close she can't hear me. She's in her car, the windows are rolled up, but she is so frightened. And I see people just starting to run towards me from every area of the intersection. And here they go, say, "Lay down, just lay down." I said, "Okay." So I just lay back down on the ground. And as I lay down, I take off my gloves, I unbuckle my helmet, set it to the side, unzip my jacket, I pull out my phone, and I dial my wife, Tamara. And by that time, the first gentleman gets to me from the gas station, and I just hand him the phone. I said, "Here, tell her what happened." And I hand him the phone.
And a gentleman said, "I don't know whose phone this is, but this guy just got hit by a car. And we're at such and such location." I said, "Does he need an ambulance?" And he said, "Oh yeah, he definitely needs an ambulance." I said, "Okay, thank you." And just hung up the phone and began to pray.
So I'm looking up into the sky and it's so sunny. So I have to close my eyes. And I'm just sitting there and I start just thanking God and praising him, and the joy of the Lord starts coming on me. Cause I'm like, "Satan, you are so stupid. I am gonna ride again." I said, "This is not going to strike fear in me." I said, "I'm not letting any fear come in."
And I was about 50 feet away when I first got there, and there was a big crowd around him, and I could hear people talking about this lady just didn't stop. She just hit him from behind, and she didn't stop, and they pointed out the driver of the car to me. And anger tried to come up for a second, and I was really angry. Like, "Why didn't you stop?" Because I can hear people saying, "She just didn't stop. She just rammed right into him and drug him." At that moment, instead of being angry with her, I forgave her. I released it. And I was like, "Lord, help her." And I just walked up to her and I said, "Are you okay?" And she was just really freaked out about it. But I said, I hold no fault with you. And that's something I've heard Brother Copeland say, you know, to forgive people. And I released it at that point into the hands of the Lord.
So they put me through MRI and other CAT scans just to make sure broken bones or other things. And sure enough, all test results came back negative, and they watched me walk up and down the hallway a couple times just to prove I could do it and I had balance. And then, you know, they released me home.
You know, you would think in the natural there would be injuries from being run over or being dragged 70 feet, but his clothes were completely untouched. If you're partners with KCM, you're in the front line, and the enemy doesn't like what you're doing for furthering the gospel. And you have to know your rights as a believer, and we're sent as ambassadors. And although Satan tries things, you can come out on top.
When the enemy attacks you, he's not just attacking you, he's attacking God, he's attacking Jesus, he's attacking the entire kingdom of heaven, because you have their full backing. And he couldn't win before, he can't win now.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.